Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly with us this morning. Morning, Gerry.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. Do you think reconciliation is his biggest legacy?
Well, he's a huge legacy. I mean, the guy's an international colossus, and of course, reconciliation is way up there. You spoke, I was listening to you there, about his lack of bitterness. I think also made him stand out. And, you know, when you think of some of the people who would have described him as a much different person many years ago, when there is absolute unanimity across the board in terms of respect for him, I think that speaks for the man that he was. I listened to Jacob Zuma, the president of South Africa this morning. I think he described him as the South Africa's greatest son and also as a father. And I think that describes the fact that he was a great man, an international figure, but also an ordinary man. And when you talk to him, and I met him, I think, three times, he had that impression that there was a comfortableness about him when you sat down to talk about him. You knew you were in the presence of, if you like, he may have balked at this, but you were in the presence of someone who was a great person or, an international figure, but also, you know, you might as well have been sitting in your kitchen talking to him, you know.
How much of an influence was he on you?
Well, he's a huge influence. I mean, the ANC and Sinn Féin have a long-standing relationship, but this was an ex-prisoner. This was someone who was in jail in horrific conditions for 27 years and yet maintained a massive grasp of not only his own struggle, but struggles throughout the world, and learned from him within the confines of a jail and a number of jails, and was able to come out and use what he had learned in a way. I mean,
did the ANC influence the IRA's ceasefire in the 1990s?
Well, they're very specific questions. What I can say is that we learned from the ANC more during the period of negotiations, because remember, there are negotiations in Kadasa 1, which actually broke down, by the way, but there are negotiations in Kadasa 1 and Kadasa 2. Had happened in 1994, I think it was, or before 1994. And therefore, we spoke to a lot of them, and they give us great access to, you know, a number of their ministers and a number of their negotiators, mostly, most notable, Cyril Ramaphosa. And, of course, we learned an awful lot from them. But, I suppose there's many quotes from him. I mean, he said some powerful things over the years about many, many subjects. But I have one, a single line from him, which I thought, well, even today, is a great line. He said, it always seems impossible until it's done. And I think that gives hope. You know, one of the biggest words that was used at that time around the conflict here was that the issue was intractable. And, of course, his view of because the same thing was said about South Africa, was that nothing is intractable, that if people can get together, you know, they can do that. I mean, a small memory, maybe a big memory of the 1997, which David Trimble was talking about, was that the unionists would not talk to us, even though we were there together at the time, for all sorts of reasons. They wouldn't talk to us. And there was rumours more than anything else that Nelson Mandela would visit us, and they demanded that they met him separately. And some of the South African ministers were upset, but they went to Mandela, and Mandela said, "That's okay." And he met with him separately. But when he went into the room, one of the first things he said was, "You know, you must make peace with your enemies. You're already at peace with your friends, you know." And I think that is something which had a huge impact right across the board. You know?